President Obama and his GOP contenders have a plan to appeal to seniors, also women, minorities, veterans. But how do you win the vote of nearly 2 million dead people who are currently on the voter rolls? The chaotic mess that is our voter registration system. It's Tuesday, February 14th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Good morning, John.
You offer the dead eternal life. Isn't that the campaign?
It's kind of too late after
possibly. Well, depending on your religion, that's for sure. Good morning, Celeste.
A new report reveals the mess that is our voter registration rolls. We're going to explain in just a few minutes. Also, two Republican women have a little advice for the GOP candidates. And White House Press Secretary Jay Carney joins us later this hour. But first, let's check in on our top headlines.
House Republicans seem to be giving the White House something of a political victory over the payroll tax cut extensions. Congressional leaders say they'll agree to an extension of the tax breaks without demanding spending cuts. However, other items lumped into previous extensions, like unemployment benefits and Medicare provisions, will be left out of the Republican-backed bill, setting up some future debates. A vote on the convoluted proposal could come as early as this week. Todd Zwillick will sort it all out for us a little later this hour. The tax breaks, those payroll tax extensions, expire at the end of the month.
More violence in Syria as a deadly government crackdown continues in the city of Homs. Troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are engaged in the worst shelling in more than a week. The UN human rights chiefs say the Security Council's failure to act has only emboldened the regime.
The nature and scale of abuses committed by Syrian forces indicate that crimes against humanity are likely to have been committed since March 2011 as part of a widespread and systematic attack on civilians.
Activists believe hundreds of people have been killed since the weekend.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping is in Washington for the first of a four-day official visit to the United States. He meets with President Obama later today in the Oval Office. Among the expected topics of conversation are a growing trade deficit between the U.S. and China, as well as conflicts over how to deal with Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Xi is widely expected to take over the Chinese presidency later this year.
Washington's governor has signed legislation legalizing same-sex marriage.
I'm proud that our same-sex couples will no longer be treated as separate, be equal. They will be equal in the great state of Washington.
Washington joins six other states and the District of Columbia in allowing same-sex couples to marry. However, opponents are already gearing up for a fight and promising to put the law before voters in a statewide referendum. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum was on a campaign swing through the Northwest when the bill was signed. He tells ABC News that conservatives are prepared for a fight.
There are ebbs and flows in every battle, and this is not the final word.
Santorum has been very public in his calls for a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage.
Couple of business stories. Federal regulators have cleared Google's $12.5 billion bid to take over phone maker Motorola. Regulators say the deal will not raise competition issues, but vowed to monitor the company. Moody's has put a negative outlook on the economies of the UK and France. The credit rating agency also downgraded the debt ratings of six other Eurozone countries, including Italy and Spain.
And let's take a look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices have turned up, and so have Wall Street futures, at least slightly. The Dow will start at 12,860, the S&P at 1,351, the NASDAQ at 2,931. Well, GOP presidential candidate Rick Santorum, we just mentioned him, he's under criticism for comments that he actually wrote in a book from 2005. He said, "The radical feminists succeeded in undermining the traditional family and convincing women that professional accomplishments are the key to happiness." We're going to talk about this later, but we want to hear from you. What has made it difficult for you to maintain both a professional life and a family life? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org. And coming up,
as countries make this determination about where they, the approach they want to take to this issue, they should understand that the genie's out of the bottle. Assad's regime will fall.
That's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. He's going to join us to talk about Syria and his boss's economic plans for the year. That's in just about a half an hour.
Thank you. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.